Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
But yeah, I mean, you got two big-time, big-name programs coming into town. One that is, it's been a long time since they've won this game. Now, Notre Dame, I know people like to talk about Chip Kelly. I'm not Chip Kelly, but Brian Kelly and everything. He wasn't in the championship game. Now, they got ramrodded, but he has been to a national championship game. And when you look at this brand, it's one of the biggest ones ever. They're independent, so everybody doesn't like that because they get to keep all the money.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. That's why. And
I have no problem with it.
I don't care.
It's just like it's not like a blueprint.
You know,
they can do it.
They can do it.
There may be five teams that could really do it and do it at that level.
Right.
There's a couple other teams that probably could, but yeah, Notre Dame can do it because of all the stuff you just said.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a historic brand that has a huge fan base, way beyond alumni.
Yes.
Because most people you meet that are Notre Dame fans didn't go to Notre Dame,
right,
which is fine. Who cares? You're a fan of the team. But yeah, no, I mean when it works. Like it did this year.
Yes.
They're cashing checks.
Yes.
Like they get the $20 million out of themselves for going to the national championship.
Yes. Now, I got a question because obviously Marcus Freeman is getting some mentions for head coaching jobs in the NFL and everything like that. Do you think that they can sustain this? Do you think this is a one-off?
I don't know.
I'm not confident that it is like legit.
Yeah.
Meaning that this can be a sustained process. Now, because of the 12-team playoffs, Notre Dame's somewhere in that area like that. But I'm talking about the run that they're on right now.
What do you mean? Like, do I think that they're going to be like a dynasty?
Just perennial contenders.
I think they'll be perennial contenders.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I do think that they'll do that. Because they kind of have been, right? Like, not like, you know, not fully favorites or whatever, but they're usually in the mix, right? Like, they've been in the playoffs.
Like their biggest thing that they're going to have now is that you remember before one loss would throw them out.
Yeah.
One loss doesn't get them tossed out anymore.
Obviously. Right,
or even two.
Even two.
Because
they're never going to have to play in a conference title game, so they're going to get the benefit of the doubt on that. They do play a tough non-conference schedule.
They do. They play everybody.
Sometimes it's not their fault. USC sucks or whatever, but they play.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, are they? You know, like coming into next year, where would they be? You know,
that's a great.
You know what I mean?
That's a great question.
That's my only thing I'm asking about that.
And here's why I have such a hard time answering it, because coming into next year, where will anybody be?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's such a time of change in college football where we're going to go in almost blind on so many of these teams year after year after year because so much changes.
Think about Georgia. But coming we're coming into the season next year. Who are going to be some of the people that people are going to look at? And I think it might have been A gave us the odds for 20, 25, 6 or whatever. Who's going to be the guys in there? You're going to say Ohio State.
It's going to be all the
Georgia,
same people it always is.
It's Notre Dame going to be in that?
I think so.
You think so? Okay.
I think probably.
Okay.
But again, like there was a lot of teams that were kind of in that at the beginning of this year that are not.
Right.
At all close to winning a national championship, like Michigan at the beginning of the year was ranked like sixth or something like that. You know what I mean? Like
that was
a favor for having won the national championship.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think a lot of us that looked closely at what they were was like, oh, it's going to be a step back this year for a lot of different reasons. I just think it's going to be harder than ever to forecast who is going to be quote unquote favorites. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a lot of teams that are contenders. I think there's going to be I think there's going to be a lot of Indianas. I think there's going to be a lot of, I don't know, who else do you kind of throw in that category this year? There's going to be a lot of SMUs. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of Boise States. There can only be one Boise State because it's a group of five.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, right.
I think this era of college football is going to lend itself to what I consider to be really fun stories. And you get to go to the playoff and you get to do something that otherwise you wouldn't have gotten to do in the four-team era. And then you get smacked and it is what it is.
Right.
You still had a great year.
Yeah.
Indiana had the best year they've ever had in football.
Yes.
You know? That's great.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, can Indiana sustain this?
No.
Okay.
No. There'll be a new Indiana every year.
Yes. And that's basically what I was talking about. That's why, like, Notre Dame's branch never going anywhere. Mm-hmm. But can they – obviously, they have a superstar coach, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Can he summon this up again?
Yeah.
Because, obviously, they're going to be around because of the 12-team playoff. They're independent. Like you said, they play – They play non-conference schedules of teams that people know. But are they – I hate saying this. Is it a one-off? You know what I mean? Like, I have no doubt that Georgia's going to be back here next year.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Right.
I have no doubt that Ohio State's going to be here next mm-hmm. year. I have no doubt that Texas is going to be here next year. Mm-hmm. These are teams that I have no doubt about. I'll put Oregon in there. Why not? I'll put Oregon there. I don't know if Notre Dame will be here next year. You know what I mean? But now, they got a coach. I don't know about their recruiting and all that other stuff and who's going to be the quarterback and everything like that next year. I don't know nothing about all that. I'm just thinking out loud as far as, is this one of those magical runs that, okay, it was a great year, one off every five years or so, you'll see a rise from
Notre
Dame.
Is this like a TCU thing?
I don't think it's that. I don't think it'll fall off like TCU.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't either.
I don't think it.
Because their brand is so entrenched in college football that they're always going to be pretty good.
I knew TCU was going to fall off.
Right.
Yes, we knew TCU. We like, okay, that dog shined on, the sun shined on a dog's ass.
Even Washington. Washington was in the national championship game 2 years ago and was 6-6 this year.
Right.
Like, they completely fell off from 1 year to the next. And again, a lot of that has to do with the era of transfers and coaches moving and NIL and all that kind of stuff. I guess, I'll put a firm answer on it. I think as long as Marcus Freeman is the coach at Notre Dame, I think Notre Dame's in the playoff most years.
Right.
I think they'll be in the playoff most years. I think this year is a little bit of a magical ride.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think they're good. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they belong in the championship because they beat all the teams on the way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they also, you know, they got the benefit of a few things. They got the benefit of Georgia not having their starting quarterback in that game.
Mm-hmm.
They got the benefit of Georgia just kind of not being great this year. Like a typical – last year's Georgia team would have beat the hell out of this Notre Dame team.
Yes.
The last couple years before that would have beat the hell out of this Notre Dame team. Again, that's not Notre Dame's fault.
Exactly.
That's how it has to line up for you. But if they win – here's the thing. If they win the national championship, like if they go out and upset Ohio State on Monday night – that's going to do so much for their ability to maintain this.
Hell yeah.
Because Marcus Freeman already has a lot of what guys are looking for, like what kids are looking. He's just like young and cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a good recruiter, good talker, that kind of stuff. Like, he's going to be able to recruit. Now, I don't know what their NIL is like. I'm sure it's great. Mm-hmm. I would imagine it's really good.
Freaking Notre Dame.
I think as long as Marcus, because to me that's what makes all of this possible, is if you have one of those guys at coach, then you're going to be in the mix. If you don't, then you might have a good year here and then you fall back down. You might have a little, not a fluke, but you have blips.
Right.
I think if you have one of these guys.
Because I don't think it's a fluke that Notre Dame is here, but I think it could be a blip.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I think, like you said, Notre Dame's always going to be in this mix because of the 12 teams. I think they're better. I think they're a good football team. But I do think if Georgia had their starting quarterback, but yet we didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a us problem, not a them problem. They did what they had to do, and they beat Georgia because they beat Georgia in the trenches, which they did. Nobody usually beats Georgia in the trenches, but they did. They got the fortunate of a bad mistake from a quarterback from Penn State.
Right.
Again, they had to catch the football if you're Notre Dame, though. Mm-hmm. You had to catch the football.
And they had to have the game tied at 24 with under a minute left in the fourth quarter also.
Yeah, like the alignment of where this team is.
Right.
That's why I said, is this just a miracle run? Because everything seems like it's just been like a team of destiny. That's what it is. Is Notre Dame a team of destiny?
I don't know. I think we're going to find out on Monday. If they beat Ohio State, 100% yes.
Right.
Because they're not the most talented team in the country.
Right.
They're talented. Don't get me wrong. They're talented. They deserve to be here. They won the games. But they're not more talented than Ohio State. Ohio State's got a better roster than they do. But if they find a way, as they do, because they are, they're good.
They're good. Obviously, and they're well coached.
They're well coached. And they've got guys that can make plays. I hope if Jeremiah Love is a little healthier, obviously he's a game breaker at running back. They've got guys on defense that are going to play in the NFL. Like they got dudes up front in the front seven. But if they beat Ohio State, it's like, damn, all right, that was just the universe deciding that it was time. This is what it was. Because Ohio State's better than them.
Yes.
Like Ohio State's a better football team. They're favored by like 8.5 for
really?
A reason. Something like
that. Big?
Oh. I don't know if it's but it was at one point. But yeah, like that's you know, that's why. It's because people are looking at that. You like that?
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I do too. I do too. I think Notre Dame is well coached enough and sound enough to keep this thing within a touchdown. And then again, maybe somebody makes a huge mistake late. Like they beat Georgia because they won the trenches, but also because Georgia made the three biggest mistakes in the game.
And they capitalized on
they beat
through.
Notre Dame because they played well throughout the game, they beat Penn State because Penn State's quarterback made one of the all-time blunders in college football playoff history. Yeah. Like if they're in it late, Will Howard could make a mistake.
But that was what we talked about it on Monday. I was like, just like we talked about, you know, we talked about Texas and Ohio State. Can they get to the fourth quarter? If Notre Dame gets this game to the fourth quarter, look out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about, you know, because of Will Howard, possibility of, you know, having an Oregon moment,
yeah,
or something like that,
sure.
Because
or a Michigan moment,
because that is the one thing about underdog, especially how when we look at a team like Notre Dame, man, the more confident they are, the worse it's going to be for Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure they're confident right now coming into this game. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like if they're in this fourth quarter and you're sitting there with a 3-point lead, you're Ohio State. Penn State's going to be like, okay, we got them.
I also think that, and it's a small sample size, but we've seen a lot of it from him in this run. I just trust Marcus Freeman to have his hand on the pulse of what needs to happen.
And that's what I was going to say. Like,
and Ryan Day still. Like
a fake punt or something like the right time.
Or like you got to get the right time out at the exact right time. Just like so dialed in on what exactly the team needs at that moment. I trust him to do that more than I trust Ryan
like
Day.
Like Kirby against Ohio State. Right before that fake punt.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, timeout.
Exactly.
Timeout.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah. Now, that said, if Ryan Day wins this game, the Ryan Day narrative shifts completely.
It's got to go.
Yeah, right.
It's got to go.
He's a national championship winning coach.
Yes.
I mean, hopefully the elephant in the room or the monkey on your back of Michigan can be taken care of next year. That's not as important as winning the national championship. I know it's very important, and I'm not a fan of the team, so it's not for me to say, but winning a national championship is more important than beating your rival.
I would have to agree with that, Andy Bunker. I would have to agree. Now, the guy we're going to have on later on in the show.
Yeah, every week we check in on him, and Ohio State continues to win.
Yes,
and he gets less and less mad at Ryan Day.
Yes, that's the most important thing right there. So I mean, but yeah, I mean the thing with the whole Ryan Day is that we talk about the $20 million roster. We've already explained most of that was to keep their own guys there from leaving, but also we expect them to be here. Mm-hmm. We expected Ohio State to be one of these final two teams. We expected that as a possibility to be one of these final two teams. They just got to go close the deal. They got to go. They have got to play. If they play at their best, 8.5. It should be 6.5. I think if they play at their best. Now Notre Dame has some things on defense, like you said. They got NFL quality defenders, but Ohio State's got different dudes.
Yeah, they got NFL
first round
quality playmakers.
NFL first round playmakers.
They got two NFL running backs, three NFL wide receivers, an NFL tight end. You know what I mean? Probably an NFL quarterback. I don't know if he's a starter or not, but he'll play in the NFL as a backup.
But can they get pressure?
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing, because Ohio State's offensive line, we know about the shuffle and everything, and it's been okay, but they got out to such a quick lead that, you know, really, you know, teams couldn't tee off on them as far as in the pass game. Can they figure out the game plan that Texas, now Texas's secondary is better than Notre Dame's secondary.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you had other guys that were out there to be able to throw multiple guys at the young boy. Can they figure out a way to do that?
The reason it's hard to say, like,
Jeremiah Smith,
who definitively is going to be year after year title favorites and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I guess it comes down to, you know, tradition and then also just what's in your war chest, like what kind of NFL money. Because what we're about to watch on Monday night is the Duke quarterback against the Kansas State quarterback playing in the national championship.
Crazy, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what this is. Now, I know it's Ohio State and Notre Dame, so it's not that. But like, these guys are both big money transfers from Duke and Kansas State that are playing in the national championship game on Monday night. That's what makes it so hard to predict.
Yeah.
Because next year in the national championship
who's going to be the quarterback?
And where did he play last year? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the years of like the guys developing and sitting and waiting and all that stuff, which is still the formula Georgia is trying to use and other schools too, but Georgia specifically, like, those days are tough, man.
You got to go get some
guys.
You got
to go get somebody who's ready to go and you can win with now. And that's what both these teams did, because we always talk about how even in the NIL era, we haven't seen a team win a national championship with that first year transfer.
This will be the first year.
Yeah, you're about to see it.
This will be the first year that we see that. Which is, damn, unbelievable. Unbelievable. That kid from Duke. Because I remember they got Riley, and I was like, okay, I like that move.
Yeah.
The whole Will Howard, Ohio State, I was like, luckily he got a good-ass team around him.
Yeah, because they wanted Riley Leonard.
They wanted Riley Leonard, exactly. Yeah. But he decided to go to Notre Dame. And, I mean, this his leadership and everything that he brings to the table. He's going to have to get in the ice bucket for a week after this game. For
Riley Leonard?
Yes, yeah. For them to win this football game. This dude has got to do a whole lot for them.
He feels like he's willing to do that, doesn't he?
Yes.
He just seems like...
He's going to will them to the game.
Yeah, he's just, exactly.
Like, he's going to shrug off like seven people
put
on fourth
in
and
my
one.
Hands yes. And let me do this. And that, if they win, that's what it is. If Ohio State wins, there's like 50 different ways they could do it. You know what I mean?
Because
Jeremiah Smith had his off game. It was off. They took him away.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen again. Like, I don't think you're going to.
You better not, Chip.
You're not going to. Yeah, Chip, exactly.
Better not, Chip.
Find a way to get the ball in his hands. You don't let him take it.
Hand
out of the
it
game.
To like, him. Damn.
Get him on a reverse. Do something.
Just like you did
It can't be that easy to take
game.
Away your best player.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep, each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.